Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Hamas is vowing retaliation for Israel's deadly assault on Gaza. At least 170 people have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes in the region. Israeli military leaders say today's actions are meant to preserve security in southern Israel, which has come under frequent rocket attacks from Palestinian militants in Gaza. President Bush is urging both sides to stop the fighting. Iraqi police confirmed 24 people are now dead following a car bomb blast in northwest Baghdad. The blast went off near a crowded market and bus station in a mostly Shiite area. 46 other people were hurt. A Philadelphia man faces attempted murder, aggravated assault, and several other charges stemming from a shooting incident at a movie theater. Police say James Joseph Ciella became angry because a family sitting in front of him was talking during a showing of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Now, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Ciella began arguing with the family, then got up, approached the family, and opened fire with a gun he had clipped inside his sweatpants. Seven people, including four children, died in this house fire in Philadelphia. Fire investigators say it appears a kerosene heater may have started the blaze. The fire chief says firefighters found six of the victims huddled together in the basement of the house. Police believe the house did not have smoke detectors. Wedding bells are ringing for superstar model Gisele Bündchen and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. According to entertainment magazine E! Online, Brady popped the question on Christmas Eve aboard a private plane ride to Boston. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.